Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, UCM family, and if you're a new listener, I welcome you and pray that you're blessed by the Lord's Spirit as we gather together around the Word of God. And as I was preparing for this time of sharing with you, I think perhaps what I could entitle this message is What Matters to God. We need, as God's people, to have an understanding and consideration of what God considers important. We know in the very beginning that when God created Adam and Eve, He made man in His image. And one of the most beautiful commendations that could be given any saint of God as they stand before the Lord to receive their rewards are those words from the mouth of the Lord Jesus Himself, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And there is a passage in Revelation, the second chapter. And if you know, in those early opening chapters of Revelation, John was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, and the Lord wanted him to give messages to the seven churches. And to the church at Smyrna, he made this declaration. I'm going to be reading verse 10. You know, I've heard over the years that it was only the church at Philadelphia that he didn't have any rebuke. But also, it was Smyrna. He had no rebuke for them. In verse 10, he said, "I know thy works and tribulation," this is verse 9, "and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan." Verse 10, "Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life." What a beautiful promise that is. And also, as we look at the character of the Lord Jesus, there's a beautiful description in Revelation 19 and 11. John wrote, "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness doth he judge and make war. For his eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God." This is talking about the Lord Jesus when he comes back with his saints and his angels to establish his kingdom upon the earth. And perhaps this is one of the most beautiful aspects of the Lord's character, his faithfulness. There is none as faithful as the Lord. He's that one that sticketh closer than a brother. And also, we know that from what the Word tells us, when the Lord will say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," obviously that is one of the greatest commendations that the Lord could make. He holds high value on faithfulness. And so I'd like to take a little bit of time to just examine, what does it mean to be faithful? Another word or synonym, those are words that carry a similar meaning. Another synonym that carries the connotation of faithfulness is stable, which is an adjective, or the noun form stability. Now, the synonyms or similar meaning words are, let me share them with you: faithful, steadfast, not wavering or changeable, constant, steady, true, enduring, patient, uncompromising. We can certainly see that in God's character. And these aspects are a part, of course, God's own nature, but he, since he created man in his image, he wants us also to possess the same faithful, steadfast, unchanging, constant, steady, true, enduring, patient, and uncompromising qualities that his own character has. Now, we know from Scripture that he may change his mind. Remember, he said he repented him of the evil that he intended to do against Nineveh when they repented. And so he might change his mind depending on how people, or for example, countless examples regarding Israel under the Old Covenant, he would change his mind. But, beloved, he never changes his character. He is constant. He's uncompromising. And, of course, he is never a respecter of persons. So if faithfulness or stability is one aspect of our beautiful Lord, then it behooves us to understand a little bit more on this subject. What does it mean to be unstable? What does it mean to be faithful? We're going to ask the Lord's help, and with his help, we're going to explore that. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we just come to you, and Lord, I do ask that you would empower me and anoint me to share your word with your people. And Lord, give us an understanding heart. Give us ears to hear. Open up your word, Lord, that we might understand the lessons that you have therein. That's what Scripture tells us, Lord. It is given. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for instruction and correction in righteousness. And so, Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you can take the elements and circumstances in our own personal lives, and you will show us how we can apply spiritual truth and principle to our very personal lives. We thank you again for it, Lord. Praise God. Well, now let's begin by spending a little bit of time looking at the opposite of faithfulness or stability, and that's instability. And there are scripture warnings against this. The Word of God counsels us to be faithful. And what does it mean to be unstable or instability, the noun form? Well, the definition is not firm, fixed, or constant, wavering in purpose or intent, characterized by inability to control the emotions. Now, this is important in terms of what I'm going to share, so I'll read it again. What does it mean to be unstable or have instability in your character? It means a person is not firm, fixed, or constant, wavering in purpose or intent, characterized by instability to control the emotions. Do you know anyone like that? Or perhaps that may be something you yourself are wrestling with. Hear the word of the Lord. Proverbs 24 and 21 says, "My son, fear thou the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change." Matthew 6:24 says, "No man can serve two masters." These are the words of Jesus. "For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon." Ephesians 4:14 says, "That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men." Those are false prophets and teachers, "and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things." So, beloved, just from these few scriptures, we see that instability is a sign of immaturity. Hebrews 13 and 9 says, "Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines." 2 Peter 2 and 14 says, regarding those that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise governments. They have their eyes full of adultery, and they cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, cursed children. This is what happens. You can fall prey to the wicked when you're not stable and faithful in the things of God. And then we see in Revelation, when he was speaking to the church of Ephesus, Revelation 2:4, "Nevertheless, Jesus says, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." In other words, the trials and testings of everyday life cause that love relationship, the fervor of it, the zeal of it, the intensity of it, to be weakened, to be dimmed, to lose its commitment and desire to please. Just like someone, when they've fallen in love with a person, why, their whole world revolves around that person. And then so often, when they do get married, it becomes then a responsibility to keep that love alive, to keep that affection and that honoring, just as when that occurred in the dating season, that there, that same kind of reverence and love and desire to please should be evident then in the marriage bond. So we see that there is a real danger for us as Christians, that if we're not careful, it's very easy for us to become unstable. And why? Because everything in this world is, nothing is permanent in this world. Everything is temporary. In fact, even in the things of God, everything that we go through does come to pass. All the trials, even the good times. Our life is very temporal. We're on this earth for just a very short time, and we don't know how long we have. That's why the Word counsels us to redeem the time, for the days are evil. And we don't know the length of our days. Cause us to apply our hearts to wisdom. That's what the psalmist prayed. And so on tomorrow's broadcast, because my time is coming to a close, we're going to look at one of the sons of Jacob and learn from his example, from the things the scriptures tell us about him as a symbol or sign or pattern of instability. And I pray that you'll be able to be with me. Thank you so much for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you so much for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.